Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA Bo DB.
One of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck. Trap. That's what this is.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga.
Much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up. Follow this. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it. First thing on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that genocide? It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting him. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told y'all I was done,
you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Telling real lies. Giving a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Think either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do like the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Maury. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? Same guy high
smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge but fucking now jumping off. And when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, binder with antimantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I
throw it back at him. And I just laugh at him. Jagger, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with side
shots,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent. Smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it.
Man, I don't get that. Get what? That's texting shit. And what's wrong with texting?
You mean aside from the fact that it's the stupidest fucking thing in the world? I mean, why would anyone in their right mind spend 15 minutes trying to type some shit they could have called and said in 5 seconds? Plus, it involves typing with your thumb, which I just don't approve of. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to read nothing that a motherfucker type with his thumb. Fun fact. Nothing typed by someone's thumbs has ever been important. It's all just nigger technology anyway.
What you call it?
Nigger technology. Technology for nigger. When you don't start tripping, call me a racist, because I don't mean nigger in a disrespectful way. I mean it as a general term for ignorant motherfucker. Anybody of any race can be an ignorant motherfucker.
Shit, I be texting my ass off. Bitches like texting.
I be texting them all the time. Matter of fact, I also be texting my weed man, too, because, you know, he don't like to be on the phone, so I text him.
Case in point.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy, The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck for the show on or not. Go ahead, my
sister.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my rain. Rapping on the beat, this is where I need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave, dig another grave. If you haven't heard of Daddy, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane, this where champions are made. No distractions in the way. I'm only getting paid, this is underground hip-hop. Pure competition in
like a quick stop. Don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, having looked into their eyes, sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line. I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind. I'm not asking. Light one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared. Now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you tuned in right now, or if you download this later, you're officially listening to Slap Sundays. And fuck, there's a lot of people I need to slap the shit out of right now, including my damn self. But we're going to get into that in a little bit, all right? Let's get to this business first. First, shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. Again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. Thank you for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for these independent artists and those that just respect reality, point blank, period. All right? Next, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. I got a lot of new music tonight. Keep sending it in, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Three shows. I got four shows. Three of them play music, so I will find your place in for it. I will find a place for it in rotation. And then always remember, any songs I get in before Slap Sunday show will be amongst the first played on Slap Sundays, all right? So you definitely going to hear that shit. All right, and then last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support, again, support these independent artists, to support me, to support anybody that respects reality, to support people that got something going for themselves or trying to get things popping, get things moving, stay positive and all these kind of things. All right, so, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep doing what y'all got to do. Keep spreading word about the show. Keep talking about the show because, again, that's all that I ask y'all to do. That's all y'all can do for me, all right? That's all I want y'all to do for me. I would like some sponsors and shit, but, again, that's about money. Yeah, motherfuckers like to talk, so just talk about the show. All right, let people know that Bang Out Radio is the number one place for independence, period. Independent music, independent people, independent networking, just motherfuckers trying to do something for their damn self, all right? And then, like my man's right here, like I said, especially like these boys over here at the Lavish Events Entertainment Industry, all right? Remember, they're still booking artists to perform for October 25th, all right, at their new venue at the Stardust Nightclub. All right, so when is it? Again, Friday, October 25th from 9 to 2. Admission's $10, pre-sale, $15 at the door. And, again, that's at the Stardust Nightclub, 7634 Firestone Boulevard, Downey, California, 90241. Each artist will perform a 10-minute set, and in between the artist performances, remember, there's gonna be playing, they're going to be playing the top hip-hop, and R&B will be in rotation, so you can still get your groove and your dance on, all right? And the industry professionals will be in the building as well for artists to network with, so they're calling out all industry professionals, hip-hop heads, music lovers, artists, DJs, producers, promoters, booking agents, radio, magazines, couples, singles, networkers. Like I said, if you just ain't got shit else to do or you're trying to do something, come through and fuck with them, all right? And also, to perform at this event, send in your music and contact information to submissions@lavisheventsent.com. Again, that's submissions@lavisheventsent.com. And to cover this, and if you want to cover the event, you know, I mean, maybe you want to set up a booth or anything like that to get your network in early, then again, hit them up at inquiries@lavisheventsent.com. Again, that's inquiries@lavisheventsent.com. All right, so again, mess with Lavish Entertainment, y'all. The website is www.lavisheventsent.com. Twitter, lavisheventsent. Facebook, lavisheventsent. And again, email inquiries@lavisheventsent.com. Now, no weed, so I smoke this cigarette, get my drink into my system, and get back to this bullshit, man. It's just been one of those weekends where it's like, you know, when everything's cool. I just didn't believe I could just see so much stupidity in the short time frame that I did. You know, and it's just, and it's crazy. It was just a real roller coaster of shit. And then there was one thing that, like, but again, before we get into tonight, I can't be mad at nobody else but myself. Because again, I walk into certain situations like a motherfucker, and it's just because I trust people. Like I said, be better than me. Fuck what everybody else got going on, man. Do what you got to do for you and yours, and don't worry about what everybody else going on. All right, because it's just not, it's not something that works out all the time. Trust me. But here we go, y'all. Let's get into some new slappers. All right. Fresh out the Self X Camp, man. Been wild for y'all, man. I was wondering when y'all was gonna come back, give me some more shit. Straight up first though, Quiet Storm, brand new, feeling myself. Let's get it.
Real deal Congo flow, whoa. I beat on my chest when I go, whoa. Beat on the track like a hoe. High heels smacked on that ass, watch it go. Your boy stay clean on the block. Dime in the back, sunroof top. Smoke in the air, watch for the cops. Cause you do it on one till the sun gets dusty. I'm a hood fix, nigga. Real nice when I'm skipping, feeling myself. And you can't fuck with it. 15 with one in the head. Still on my brick city, shit on the west. Chain on my neck, rockin' the dress. I'm coming fed, shit on your head. Real slick, on your bitch mind like dandruff. She don't wanna get me up, all she do is get me up. Your boy stay geared up, feeling myself. Pocket stay laced up, feeling myself. Y'all fools get touched up, feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. I got a good bill of health, feeling myself. Game flow like yourself, feeling myself. On fire, I make you melt, feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. It's your heart skip a beat. It's that thug from the beach. I went and got some mini me. Yeah, if you ain't heard of me, I put my dick in your ear. Hear me coming from down the street. Y'all niggas soft. I put in work and lay doing your brains off. Get hard off. Live from Palm City. The street hop committee gets busy and lock shit down. Your girl get down. Don't fuck with clowns. Y'all got bitch in your blood. I can see it in your mug. You ain't fucking with us. Write your name on your slug. Call me Elma Fudd. I'm hunting whack whackers. Two to your chest, I make you turn back. Now I can see what you felt. Either way, I'm still feeling myself. Your boy stay geared up, feeling myself. Pocket stay laced up, feeling myself. Y'all fools get touched up, feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. I got a good bill of health, feeling myself. Game flow like a stealth, feeling myself. On fire, I make you melt, feeling myself. Yeah. I'm feeling myself. Your boy stay geared up. Feeling myself. Pocket stay laced up. Feeling myself. Y'all fools get touched up. Feeling myself. Yeah. I'm feeling myself. I got a good bill of health. Feeling myself. Game flow like a cell. Feeling myself. On fire. I make you melt. Feeling myself. Yeah. I'm feeling myself. Your boy stay geared up. Feeling myself. Pocket stay laced up. Feeling myself. Y'all fools get touched up. Feeling myself. Ha. I'm feeling myself.
Next up, brand new, Sim Capone, Brim to My Laces. Let's get it.
Me by the backdrop for conversation almost deeper than my back shots. Look, I'm a half knot. Tell me all your bad thoughts. Never had shots when I used to punch a mad clock. Damn, now the ladies is feeling me. Why? Because of my lyrical ability. Who can make the toes tap? Listen to the soul clap on me like a low jack. Now that I control rap, woo, I got them stretching like a bow flex. It's Capone, get more coochie than the Kotex. To rock a Rolex just to make it throw stretch. I ain't here to home wreck or listen to a phone press. Nah, I'm seeking something conventional. She swallow generals, pumping out the genitals. She get her minerals, working out the dinner rolls. From the brim to laces, mommy wanna taste this. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow, and have a pimp to follow. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow, and have a pimp to follow. She know the drill, I'm just someone she can vibe with. I'm causing drama with the dude that she reside with. I'm on my fly tip, hit her with a wide dick. Only for a side chick, that's where I ride or die with. Cause this pimping is the narrative. It's in the heritage. Kingdoms are imperative. I'm like a terrorist taking down a surrogate. Sow it to my arrogance. Confidence, I'm wearing it. And I'm about to do the double dutch. Like Kobe pulling up with the double clutch. When the trouble touch, magic told me double up. Shit is only sweet until the cookie come to crumble up. Woo. Your boy is so significant. The game is intricate, forever gonna be pimping it. I'm depicting it only as I'm living it. I like my women's skin, mahogany and cinnamon. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow and have a pimp to follow. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow and have a pimp to follow.
My bad, y'all. My bad. I had a little technical difficulties real quick. Let me get this other one in here. My bad. My bad. Here we go. Twan Don, stay golden. Let's get it.
Shout out my niggas. Trying to help me and shit. Show y'all niggas how shit done. Potential in my mental. When I'm using this pencil, these dreams we follow grew far from hollow. Just look what we've been through. Your hometown won't commend you. Niggas talk shit to offend you, but I'm thorough in every borough. Yo, what you trying to get into? Ground with the meanest team and a goal is green. They gotta respect it. Doing fine in time, we living our dreams. I'm counting a second tick tock. I see the sin drop. Won't give us no shot. Either they threaten, they see you stepping our way to the top. We climbing, and with this rhyming, we avoiding them sirens. I turn my struggle into a hustle. Now the rest is retirement. I'm being patient. Better say sorry for that late shit. Cause niggas are starving, going through problems, dying to escape it. You playing on every record, give a fuck what you saying. Mama stressing, she need a blessing, and I'm tired of praying. Do that shit night and day, and look to the sky when I'm laying on verses I'm penetrating. Vivid visions I'm painting. I sit back and think what life would be if niggas ain't rap. I know these bitches would probably diss us from the shit that we lack. They still gon' fuck us, no, they don't love us, so I don't call them back. It's up for class until my cash can carry on six niggas back. And those my scholars, every thought I ponder, be about them dollars. We need them commas, cause spending with limits ain't my persona. You hear me? Laid out the blueprint and I followed it clearly. Now these niggas is turning bitches quicker than Tyler Perry. Like, nah, do it for my mind. Shout out to Papa, who kept my pockets with decent profits when having I die. I keep it moving, you see the movement, now who gon' stop us? I'm so suburban, till Reaper's calling, I keep it golden. Ha ha.
I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck do you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, it be it good. I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me.
Thank you. What's up? It's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. L.A. West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And again, let me apologize, man. I'll tell y'all straight up what's going on. It just hasn't been my weekend. I can't even, I'm trying to calm down, sit down and get my shit, get situated, motivated. I want to spark my cigarette and everything now. I can't even find a fucking lighter. I don't got no lighter in my pocket, no lighter in my bags. I don't know where my bags are. Like I said, no lighter in my bag. I don't know where my fucking lighters are. I had like three of them last night. Then, like I said, between the songs and everything, running in my mom's house and shit real quick, since I'm out in the garage chilling over here right now doing the show. Running there, and they don't smoke in the house, so there's no matches or lighters just lying around the house. And then if I ask, and be like, what is it for? Then, it's just all fucked up, man. I'm about to rub two sticks together in a second. I don't find something to spark these motherfuckers with. But, all right, y'all, remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me. I guess I'll wait till the next music break to try to find something to light this shit with. Damn, man, you just can't get shit. But all right, first things first, we're going to talk emails again for a second, because like I said, I keep telling y'all about this email list that I got going as far as Bang Out Radio goes and everything, and I've also stated before that I don't just put anybody on my email list, you know what I mean? I don't go searching for people's emails, I don't go doing this and that to try to get people to come over here or whatever. If you get an email from me and you're on the emailing list, that means you have sent me some kind of contact first. You have sent me some music. You did this. You did that. That's why I got your email address, because you sent it to me first. All right. Now, basically what's going on is, yeah, like, again, y'all know how I feel about people just cussing me out and trying to come at me all kind of sideways over the dumbest shit that's just unnecessary, right? Especially when it comes to fucking emails. Now, recently, I got an email back from a person. Like I said, I'm not going to bust nobody out or whatever. It's not Friday. But I recently got some emails back from a person who, well, let me just, like I said, I can't even describe. I just read the emails, you know. Because, again, I send these out every week. You know what I mean? This is nothing new. So before, it's okay. Here's the first one he sent me. Stop sending me the invites for the radio show. Fuck rap, homie. I'm not checking and I don't have time for the frivolous emails. Now, a couple of things. Number one, like I said, when this person that I'm talking about right now or whatever, he was fuck rap now. I don't know if he means that overall or fuck my rap or fuck rap period or whatever. But at the time, he used to send in music. I played some of his music on the radio show. You know, he was in rotation and everything. So I'm like, okay, so now it's fuck rap, so that means your shit just fucked up, you just gave up on everything, you know, you got to, or whatever your reasons are, you're just done, you know, whatever. That's fine. Okay, bam. I'm not checking, and I don't have time for frivolous emails. Look, you're not checking. Number one, obviously you're already checking the email. See, I really don't check emails, because I can look at an email, and before I even open it up, I can tell if it's some bullshit from somebody I know, this, that, or whatever, and I delete that shit right away if it's not. I don't have to check it. Yes, you are checking it, but you don't have time for frivolous emails. Obviously, you do. If my shit is frivolous now, but again, my email and all this shit wasn't frivolous when you were sending in music for rotation. You know, none of that shit was fucking with you when you wanted to do collabs and all that kind of shit and everything like that. But now it's a frivolous email and everything, right? Now, okay, that's fine. But also keep in mind, like I said, that's just one email, right? And again, it's fine. Now, like I said, normally I don't do this type of shit. But again, I happened to just see his email while I was doing the, you know, promotion and everything like that. So I was like, fuck it, all right, I snatched that one out. I snatched out the email, point blank, period. Now, I receive another email from the same guy, but from another account. Now, again, on my end of things, when I receive stuff from whatever email you send it to me from or whatever, I'm just going to instantly, like I said, add it to the emailing list. That's what I do. If you send me emails from different email lists, then all your email accounts are going to be on the mailing list. So in my head, I deleted the one, like, bam, I didn't know. I forgot. I wasn't thinking about that shit or anything like that. This nigga had 2-3 accounts or anything like that. So he hits me back again from another email account that was on the list that I forgot about, you know. And now it's, hey, are you getting these emails? If so, I've asked you several times. You haven't asked me several times. You asked me once. I love it when people exaggerate bullshit. You didn't ask me several times. You asked me once, all right? I've asked you several times to remove this email from your emailing list. No, you didn't. You told me to remove the other email from the emailing list. I didn't know shit about this until I got this email from you that, oh, he had another one. I didn't think two shits about it. I don't know if you're trying to be funny or not. No, this isn't funny to me. It may be funny to you, or I don't know this, what? I don't got nothing better to do than sit around and like, ha-ha, let me send out emails to people that don't want them. I don't got nothing better to do, right? And my nigga, your email is like 1 or 2 out of like 500 to 600. My nigga, so ain't nobody worried about your one email where I got to sit here and just fuck with you, right? Like, I don't got shit better to do but sit here and fuck with you in your email, right? So, I don't know if you're trying to be funny or not. Like, who's trying to be funny? I'm not a funny person. I can be. I don't like to be. I laugh to try to hide the bullshit. So, no, I'm not trying to be funny at all. But and then it goes to this. But I suggest you remove. I suggest you remove the address. I'm going to come on 10 when I see you. Then it goes to threats over email. I said it. Delete. Press the delete button. It takes not even a whole second. I promise you, it probably don't. It don't get no easier. It's taking you more time to write this. And look, I don't know what you're trying to do. You obviously, like I said, and it's funny because you was one of the people that was begging me to play your shit. Hey, man, can I get on the radio? Can I do this? And just because I'm still doing radio and doing music, and obviously for you now it's fuck rap or whatever you got going on in your end of things, then just fuck everything, right? Fuck that. Like I said, I'm going to come on. I don't know if you meant, I'm going to come on 10 when I see you, or I'm going to come on 1 when I see you, or I don't know. And I swear, it's like one of those situations where I just be thinking about it. Like, if you did see me, are you really about to step to a nigga in wherever we are or whatever and go super hard in public over an email? That makes sense to you, right? That makes sense to you. Like, I don't understand shit. I don't. And the more and more I'm just starting to realize how, like I say many times, I'm losing contact with the world right now. I'm getting lost. I have no idea what the fuck is going through people's heads right now. None. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't even care why. Because your reason is stupid. There's no reason for this. No reason. I don't. It's preposterous to me. Is that, I don't even know if that's a word. I was trying to. Preposterous. It's preposterous. Now, is that the right word? I'm trying to use big words. I'm trying to use my word of the day. But no sense. And I mean I can't. And it's funny because then you send me an email that has your address. You know, it has a letterhead on it that either has your home address or your business or anything like that. So if I was a nigga or on some type of shit like that, nigga, I could blow up your facility or something if I was on that type of shit. I don't get it. How do you make threats and then leave your information here? Like, I swear to God, I wish I could be the bad guy just for a week. Because I need a lot of time being the bad guy, you know, for a week. Just to get out everything towards everybody that ever does some shit. So I just need a good week. 7 days. 7 days. Of just constant, just fuck you type shit. I wish I could do that. Oh, so many people be mad. So many people be on the hit list. So many. Over shit, whatever you're doing. Because you ain't never going to hear daddy say fuck rap, ever. I say fuck a lot of rap songs. I say fuck a lot of people's music because I don't agree with that shit and everything like that. But as far as rap goes, you will never hear me say that because damn near rap saved my life. That's all I got is music. Especially right now at this point, that's all I really got to myself is my music. Never. And it's funny because it's the type of person who I see these type of niggas like, I mean, you got CDs, man. You can get CDs printed up. You got album covers and shit. Nigga, you doing all kind of shit I want to do. But for you, it's fuck rap. Why? Nobody buys your shit? It's not working? I don't know. I actually thought this shit was pretty cool. Shit, I'm never a hater, especially on some West Coast music. But when you do shit like that, then I start to question people. I mean, it's like, fuck, this is the same dude, like I said, and this is what I mean. I'm glad I don't get too close to niggas and shit like that. This is the same nigga who was talking about we need to do some collabs and shit. This same nigga who was talking about, nigga, when you start doing your music videos and stuff, you can come over here, we can rent a mansion. I got you. You know, same nigga, roofing. But then out of nowhere, it's fuck rap, fuck your radio stove, take me off the radio list, da-da-da. Nigga, what the? And niggas can't even ask nice. Can you just take me off? It's simple. But it's nigga shit. It's people, I keep saying it all the time, it's people that think you owe them something, that they just all mightier than thou, people that can do whatever the fuck they want to do and ain't going to be no consequences for shit. And I wish I could be the person to give people consequences, but that ain't my place. It's not my place to discipline people. I ain't got no kids. And I'm not going to go out of my way because you a dumbass or, you know, try to help you explain something or, you know, for what? Especially when you come at me I ain't done nothing but help. That's the craziest. I don't do nothing but try to help people. Nothing but help people with nothing. The same people who don't give a shit about me or don't give a fuck about what I got going on, the same people got the audacity to come at me the most fucked up ways. What did I do? What? This is what I mean. This is what I mean. You never know what people truly think. You never know what people is out there. I mean, is you just really just low key just the dumb, you know, just super hater? You know what I mean? No matter what we go through over here on Bang Out Radio, are you mad Bang Out Radio is still popping? Nigga, have you been listening to your shit ain't getting played as much? Well, maybe because it's old as fuck, nigga. Obviously, you said fuck rap. You ain't doing nothing new. I like new music. It's like, I don't know what your problem is, but it's not mine. And that's what I can't stand, too, is when people have issues and have problems, they try to make it other people's problems. That's the complete opposite of how I operate. If I got an issue, if I got a problem, if I got some kind of, you know, something going on, I disappear. Because I don't want to, because I don't want to fuck up anybody else's day. I don't want to bring my dramas to them. I don't want to bring my troubles to them. They might be having a good day. So I'm going to go handle my shit on my own. I'm not going to bring down nobody else's day. If you ask me, and I tell you I'm having a pissed off day or something like that, and then you want to continue, then that's at your own risk. But that's not how I get down. I like to handle my shit until it's done or until I folly over or whatever. And then I can be, cool, woo, or whatever, or at least as cool as possible. But this type of shit right here is just unnecessary shit. Unnecessary. When all you got to do in the fucking first place is delete. All this from you, not pressing the delete button. But you got time for frivolous. You don't got time for frivolous emails, but you got time to respond to frivolous emails and threaten through frivolous emails and da da da. But you don't got time for frivolous emails. Motherfuckers is dumb sitting there contradicting themselves right away in front of me. Can't fucking stand stupidity. And like I said, it's one of those situations I want to be that type of nigga. Like, nigga, I know where you stay at. Nigga, I know where it is. I know. I don't know why people come to me when I know information about them. See, people think they know me. You know what I mean? But nobody really does. Not a lot of people do. Very few really know what's up. There's a reason for that. for shit like this. But motherfuckers trust me. And the same people that trust me the most and give me the information or this, that, or whatever, or show me where they hang out or their house, this, that, and everything like that. Nigga, I've been in your house. Nigga, I know the whole layout. I can probably get up in that motherfucker with the right people. Like I said, when I do some shit like that, I plan shit out where everybody gets away and a cut and will get you fucked up. People have no idea the thoughts that go through my head sometimes. And I just be letting it go like, nah, I'm good. Because it's not me. But it's like, this is what people want. I swear to God, this is what people want sometimes. I swear to God, I put the Lord's name in vain every time. But I swear, this is what people want. People at this point in my life, I really think they want to see Dagger go the fuck off and just not care. But then I'm going to be one of these niggas up in First 48 or something like that because I done flipped out and killed some nigga. But it's I'm not doing all that. But this is the paradox I'm in, though. This is the life I live. This is just a sample of it. Man, I can't even open up my fucking emails without somebody coming to me on some bullshit. Because you want to say fuck rap. Nigga, because your shit is fucked up. Because your shit ain't so. Or whatever the fuck you got going on. Again, if you got time to write all this bullshit to me, then something fucking wrong with your life. Because you don't see me speaking on shit unless somebody come at me first, and that's how I get down. I don't attack, I retaliate. And I don't even retaliate half the time. It just depends on what the situation is. This is what I call retaliation into what he did. Did I reply to him? Did I call, text him? No. Did I send him an email back? No. Do I give a fuck about this nigga? No. But this is why. And like I said, at any time, and that goes for anybody out there listening, I've been saying it for years. If you ain't fucking with me, don't fuck with me. Don't listen to my shows. Don't fuck with my emails. Don't come out and see me when I perform. I don't care. And that's for anybody. I do not care at this point what you think about me and what I do and how I carry myself, how I get down, you know, my music. I don't give a fuck. People's opinions does not matter to me. It doesn't at this point. Because people, I see people, more and more people stating their opinions on I don't know what. Like I said, my track record speaks for itself. What I've done for people. Because even motherfuckers that could say that they hate me. Somewhere in that whole little conversation, ask them what I did for them. I bet you they got a whole list of probably shit I done for people. Why they sitting there hating me? For fucking what? So, like I said, I'm a cool guy until you get on my other side. You know what I mean? I don't like being like this. This is why I said, this is why I'm like the Hulk. You know what I mean? I want to be David Banner. You know what I mean? Every day I'm sitting up here, David Banner. Bruce Banner, my bad. I want to be Bruce Banner, man. I just want to be the intelligent, you know, glasses, you know, keep it calm, da da da. Because you won't like me when I'm angry. You won't. I got way too much pinned up where I'm scared. I'm scared if I lose it, I'm not going to stop. Like the motherfuckers that just snap and just go the fuck off and just don't give a fuck, like these people shooting up. I'm not going to shoot up nobody's army bases or anything like that. But if I don't give a fuck, there's going to be some people that's going to lay down if I'm going to go to jail. There's going to be a few people down, because if I'm going to go, it's going to be worth it. I'm going to be in there with the biggest record. Like that nigga took out like 6, 7, 18 motherfuckers. Like, yeah, I did that. And they're going to leave me the fuck. Like, what is in here? Because at that point, it's just. You don't want me to not care. Like, as much as I don't give a fuck, you don't want me to go, like I said, full Hulk smash, just anything I fucking see. I'm not doing that. I'm trying not to. I'm trying. But this weekend right here was already a tester, man. This is just the email. Like I said, I got some more shit to tell y'all again. So we'll get to music real quick. And again, make sure you holler at me if you'd like to. 661-621-7559. Again, as always, you can chill in the queue. Or you can press 1 to holler. I mean, I need to check out how I feel. I need to look at these music, these tracks right now, because I'm in a certain type of mood, you know. And only when you're in a certain type of mood, you got to hear a certain type of shit. So we're going to do it like, I like this one. Let's go here. I'm going to try to calm down while I try to still find two sticks to rub together so I can smoke my motherfucking cigarette so I can hopefully calm down. Be right back, y'all. Slap Sunday. It's the Dagger.
Yeah, man, yeah, 2 or 3 shots, and I'm kind of dead, you know? Yeah,
yeah.
You don't know, listen, make what I'm saying now, listen, I
just like the presidential Kennedy, assassinated Kennedy,
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 just like the presidential Kennedy, assassinated
Kennedy,
intoxicated, inebriated, what I thought, sweet, just passed down from London, I'm not a dad. Need another shot, me happy, feel it in me. Tell him John Brown, him happy, listen what you say.
Kennedy,
buzzing off it, what's up in me cup, now I'm dead. Feel no inhibition, feel it up, now I'm dead.
Keep going, three hard in the pain.
One,
three
hard, drinking to me, bitch.
Kennedy,
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 just like the president of Kennedy. I'm not the needy Kennedy,
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 just like the president of Kennedy. I'm not the needy Kennedy,
Kennedy.
Words up, now no telling where me bitch, bitch. And I remember what y'all said. If them one blame is on them, I fi turn it up. And if them one broke up, them I fi fill it up.
Give up the bar, gon' hit that bar. Give up the bar, don't hit no car. Give up the car keys and everything gon' be alright. Gon' wake up tomorrow.
Big up to my designated driver. Survived last night and alive when we still got
out of it.
You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. Don't put your hands on me, I'm fucked up and I ain't smiling. The hood ain't been the same since they killed my cousin Alex. They wildin'. In broad day, you hear the siren. Mama's getting scared, but this life we live in violence. Got a nine with no six, they hit it, we can fall by. They robbing, don't try to be a hero, try to stop him. You got a problem when we show up 30 deep. All black calls, all black fatigue when we creep. Got a 100 rounds flying, coming straight from my head deep. I hope you ain't home laying down cone sheets. Oops, was never scared. Me, I've been paid. And I don't think they like me, I see it in the face. Me, I'm wearing red, for how long to tell I'm dead. I put that on my nigga, he ain't missing, we at Glade. Swerving all in the project, yeah, nigga, we bout it. What you thought it died down on this beat, we don't drop that. What a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down.
Sit down, if you niggas play with me. Man, I'm all about my business, I'll put your ass to sleep. Ain't no smile up on my face, no that ain't up on my waist. Since you niggas wanna play when I get on my body plane. I never been a bitch, I never been a hoe. Ain't no pussy in my blood, I'm letting you niggas know. Try your luck, drive me nuts and get your issue. I got my click up in this bitch, nigga, we gon' deal with ya. So thank a buddy before you jump up in that water. Play pussy, get fucking bitch, nigga, get slaughtered. Nigga wanna start something and they know they can't finish. The kid won't go to wall, so you know it ain't winning. Keep trying to be a gangster, we gon' send a second line. We can hit you with that chop and have your whole family crying. I'ma tell you how I'm coming. Big down on my head, fought it on my way, gon' make me see no niggas what
you put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down. You put a finger, touch me up in this bitch, it's going down, down. Me and my goon shut it down.
Motherfucker, I'm Andre Barnett. I'm so ill they should put me in a quarantine. I've been spitting like this since 17. Yeah, fly young niggas with a cool team. Now we pop bottles, living our dreams. Yeah, Andre Arnez, don't be confused with. Man, your bars ain't hot, they been extinguished. Yeah, I'm getting money, that's instinctive. And my yellow diamond chain is distinctive. My balls pull up in the Bentley, squeeze off till it's empty. I ain't talking about the Millie, talking about them chicks that's with me. Yeah, I'm ill in a good way. Lemonade all off in my Bombay. And my switcher full of grape juice. And I just lined a blunt with some Grey Goose. Yeah, I told y'all I turn up in the club with a bottle and a nigga still double cup.
I'm ill and high as fuck, fly as fuck, I got the bird flu. I'm in dire need of white blood cells and some Theraflu. Or a type of airborne, flow going airborne. Because the kush is louder than a fucking air horn. Nigga, be spitting bacteria. Grab a tray and get in line, this is the cafeteria. I'm serving every starving artist slacking criteria. Leave them in the cold to rot like Jews in Siberia. Konzentration schon's like Auschwitz. Concentration camp for niggas that had swag and lost it. Like Allen Iverson or Shine from Bad Boy. If Lamar battled him, Lamar would destroy. I also dismantle and take charge cause I'm bold and I'm ill, no cure. Call me the common cold. Mosin Rap is my title, my rhyme book is my Bible. And yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but my skills have no rivals, nigga.
Here's why I love this movie so much. This is what I would be doing to niggas right now if I was able to and just get away with it, just like this.
I got yours, Vincent, right? But I never got yours.
My name's Pitt.
My name's Ryan.
Yeah, this ain't talking your way out of this shit.
You sure ain't.
Oh. I just want you to know how...
Sit your ass down.
I just want you to know how sorry we are that things got so fucked up with us and Mr. Wallace. We got into this thing with the best intentions, really. I never...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace
looks like.
What? What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. try to fuck him like a bitch, Brett. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him. And Marcellus Wallace don't like to be fucked by anybody except Mrs. Wallace. You read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits.
I'll be reading this to niggas left and right.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always. In the queue, first one to holler at me. Y'all gotta excuse me a little bit. I feel a little bit better. My joint's kicking in a little bit. I was able to smoke my cigarette. Had to go ask one of the Africans next door to have a gathering. I had to go borrow a cigarette real quick and get my shit lit. And it was funny because during the break and everything, I'm just sitting here looking at all the fucking tools and shit because I'm in the garage and shit, right? There's all kind of tools and everything. I was straight trying to figure out how I was going to MacGyver some shit, like hook up some shit to something to get that shit lit. But, oh, man. All right. Next. Again, emails that I received. But then also, We're gonna stick with emails. I just want to know, like, there are dumb people in the world, but then I don't know why people think I'm stupid when people try to get me involved in dumb shit, right? So here's a prime example, right? And this seems to happen mainly, at least as far as I go, when I'm looking for beauties and everything like that, when I'm, you know, scouting for beauties of the week, girls to holler at to come through over here and everything. And then I also notice doing that, you realize how many fake fucking profiles there are in the world. And it's funny how these people are out here really just stealing people's pictures or using pictures to try to do something else or whatever they're doing. I don't know. But example number one, I get this in one of my Facebook notes, right? Now, hello. Interesting. How's everything with you? I picked interest on you after going through your profile. I really want to have a good friendship with you. Besides, I have something very vital to disclose to you, but I found it difficult to express myself in this site since it's a public site. Plus, I would like you to contact me through my private email via she gave me an email or whatever, right? So we can get to know each other. So we can get to know each other better. I will give you my pictures and also tell you more about me from your friend Cher. That's the girl's name, Cher. This is a little profile she got on here. Now, look. Number one, I know this is a fake profile. Why? Cher has only one picture on the profile. I don't know anybody that actually is on their Facebook or that uses their Facebook for anything more than whatever, trying to fuck with other people and everything like that, they're going to actually load up more than one picture on your profile, all right? And you've been a member for like a year and some change now. So, but you only got one picture on your page and two friends. So, yeah, your shit is bullshit, number one. Number two, all right, back to the note, worth the note, though. People don't write like this. It's also funny because I can tell a message that's been copy and pasted. Why? Because I used to do that shit all the time. When you say shit like, interesting, how is everything with you? I picked interest on you after going through your profile. And motherfuckers can't even speak properly. That's no kind of ebonics. That shit just don't make no sense. Ain't no kind of spell check on that or whatever. But you picked interest in me because you went through my profile. What? There's nothing on my profile that's interesting. I don't think. Just a bunch of pictures. I filtered out everything just on some bullshit. I don't know what's so interesting about it. So, again, no, you're lying to me. All right? And then you have something. And then your very first note to me or your very first message that you send to me is you telling me that you have something very vital to disclose to me, but you find it difficult to express yourself here, so you want me to go to some other website. Like, you're not. And then your website or your email is something at live.com. Now, at live.com, that's a video game one. You know what I mean? Because I have an @live email address as well. It's mainly a video game email, I would believe, or, you know, something else. But it's not a legit email. And then I don't need to holler at you through something else so we can get to know each other. And but then you will give me pictures and also tell you, I don't want to know nothing about you. Because I don't believe this is really you. And then if it was really you, if you was really trying to get at me, you wouldn't be getting at me like this. So you're stupid, all right, number one. And like I said, this shit is just crazy. And I don't know why I got these Africans hitting me up as well. I meant to speak on these Africans as well. I still got one in here somewhere. Where's the African at? I don't know why these – look, I got no problems against people in Africa and everything like that. But, again, I have problems with shit that does not make sense. And let me see if I can find it real quick, y'all, because it don't make sense to me. Where is it? No, that ain't it. No. Oh, another way. No, get that in later. Who's this? No, not. Nah, I got a lot of fucking hit here. Where is it? Hello. Here's another one. Who's this? Here, look at this. Hello, my dear. How are you? I saw your profile, and it a nice one. I like it. Let be friends. Just contact me via, and all these other dumb emails, like in order to tell you more about me and send you my pictures. And, like, do you not know? And then, I don't know, understand why people. It's basically the same other one that I just read y'all. But this is two different people. Probably the same person doing the same dumb shit with different people's pictures and everything like that or whatever they're trying to do. I don't know. But, again, doesn't make any fucking sense. And who falls for this stuff? Is there really people out there? If you look, I'm not about to, you know, I don't want to talk shit about people or whatever. But if you fell for something like this, hit me up. I want to know what actually happens if you actually fall for something like this. Because this shit is dumb. And we all make mistakes. I'm not going to make this mistake, but if you made this mistake and actually, you know, hit up these people or something like that, please let me know what's up. Like this one. Who is this? Just random Africans hit me up talking about Zup, how are you? And I'm like, question marks. And it's like, hello. And this is from money. This is from Ghana. I don't know nobody in Ghana, Africa. I hope I wish I got some listeners out there, you know, shout out to Ghana. But y'all not making no fucking sense. Okay, I can't find the email I'm actually looking for. So I'm just going to this other one because this girl actually got pretty creative, and that was funny too. This one, right? Hello, my name is Miss Joy by name. I would like to be your friend. If you do not mind, please contact me and my email address. And it's another live email address. So I will send you my pictures too. Thank you, Miss Joy. Now, I was confused because I hit her up with the Beauty of the Week thing that I send out. And then she sent me that back. And then I'm like, no, well, I don't need to do all that because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I fell for a little while or whatever right now. Now, okay, I told her I just need her to send me, you know, the pictures, you know, profile and everything for the show if she's interested in coming out. Now, again, I kind of felt, I didn't fall for it, but then after I sent that back, then it's like, check your email, you will see my message. Now, so I checked my email, right? Check my email from her. Now, look at this shit. Like I said, I don't know why, and this one is just funny. Like I said, I cannot extend. Now, she actually put some, or whoever's doing this actually put some time into this. Because again, I don't believe girls are this stupid. Girls got better things to do than this. I believe personally, as far as girls and guys, girl and guy relationships go. So I don't believe that this is a female trying to do this and get over on me and everything. But hey, you never know. But now this is the email that I received based on what she sent me from there, right? Hello dear, how is everything? Hope everything is fine. My dear, and people that keep saying my dear, you know, things like that, it's like these are people that are trying to be universal because they'll know they may be talking to white people, black people, whoop, or whatever. You know what I mean? People don't say my dear. It was the last, my grandmother doesn't even say my dear to me. So how is everything? Hope that everything is fine, my dear. My name is Miss Joy, whatever, from the Ivory Coast in West Africa. And presently I'm residing in a camp here in Dakar, Senegal, as a result of the civil war that was fought in my country. Now, again, I don't know enough about world history to know if there is some war going on right now over there or anything like that. I've heard of I've heard of camps and everything, but I don't know, so I wasn't going to do it. That was already number one. Like, okay, you're emailing me in on Facebook from a camp in Senegal in West Africa, but okay, makes sense. But okay, now, I am single and God-fearing girl of 25 years, my late father, Dr. Olivia Oliver, whoever, was chairman, managing director of a company in the capital of her country. Now, that is way too much information to give to somebody you just met. I don't understand, like, This is supposed to be like, oh, like, I'm supposed to be like, you don't give out that kind of, look, I'm a single and God-fearing woman, 25-year-old, my late father. I don't care. How you talking about your late father, and why do I care if he's a, and why do I care if he's a president of a country, president of a company in your country way over there? What does that information do for me? All right? But again, but he was also a professional advisor to our former head of state before the rebels kidnapped and killed my parents with my only brother. Now, I can't laugh at it. Like I said, I've seen a lot of movies over there in Africa. I've never been over there. Like I said, I don't know the history. I don't know nothing going on over there. Now, let me apologize off top. If this girl, maybe her father was all that, and there was a revolution, because I see how revolutions go. Like I said, I've seen a lot of history shows. I know shit is fucked up. I don't know if shit is fucked up right now, but I know shit be fucked up. So, I mean, the story itself is believable, but not under these circumstances. And who does that? Who gives out? If I just met somebody and, like I said, my family got kidnapped, this, that, or whatever, that wouldn't, I don't think that would be the first thing I would start a conversation with. I really don't think it would. And because it's fun, it's interesting how, you know, the rebels kidnapped your father, your mother, and your only brother, killed all of them, but it all happened while you were at boarding school, all right? And then you telling me that you pray that their gentle souls may rest in the bosom of the Lord, amen. I mean, I cannot make this shit up. And I don't know what I'm supposed to be thinking reading this email. Am I supposed to be like, oh my God, that's so terrible. Now, I'm good now. Again, like I said, I get a little background story. I'm trying to get through it, y'all, but I just, it's stupid as fuck. I'm trying to get through it as fast, but it's amazing to me the shit that I come across. Now, after the death of my parents, the war continues and things become unbearable to me, facing problems and hard shit from my wicked uncle who tried many times to kill me so that he can have access to my father's money. He succeeded to have access to my father's local account. Nevertheless, the merciful God has been my rock of safety and protection from this ungodly man who thinks that female child is not recognized in family lineage. All right, so I understand the part about, you know, females. See, it's interesting because certain shit does make sense. You know, they're trying to use history to try to make it work around, but they don't understand how people nowadays think, how we conversate, how we talk. I don't think they're grasping what, because, you know, I could probably put on some fake shit and everything too, but it's not going to sound like this. This sounds like made up. It sounds like you're writing a history book for something for class. So, again, like I said, the war continues and things become, because so after you come back from the boarding school, then you're stuck with your uncle who constantly tries to kill you, right? But you're still there. So your uncle tries to kill you repeatedly, and you're just going to keep giving him chances. I don't care how old you are, kid, or whatever. If somebody kept trying to kill me, I'm going to eventually run away because I know what fucking death is. I'm going to go somewhere else. So miss me. But again, okay. And then he was doing all that to try to get access to your money or your father's money because I guess your father's a baller because he's the company owner, right? So he's a baller. So your uncle wanted money. Is this like sound like motherfucking Lion King, right? Uncle, cousin tried to kill my father to take over the pride. What the fuck is this? This ain't the Lion King. Get this shit up out of here. I know it's over in Africa, but this is not the Lion King. You're not fooling me. So, and right now I'm living in a Senegal refugee camp in order to protect my life from my wicked uncle. So, okay, so you chose the camp over your uncle, even though your uncle already got all the money and everything now. All right. I mean, I will probably pick a camp instead of trying to get killed every day as well. So, okay. I contacted you for help, of course. There it is. You see, you always wonder where it comes from. It's going to come. You get the back, you get the hello, how you doing? You get the sob story. My parents dead. Did it. I need help. Like, maybe you do. But who reaches out to random strangers for this kind of help telling their whole backstory? You should be trying to sell this shit to A&E or real life TV or something like that to get you some TV show or something. They be eating this shit up. But they're going to background check your ass. They're going to look and check to see if your information is correct. They're just going to put on the bullshit on there. Now, I contacted you for help. After I prayed and asked God for direction to look for a foreign trusted person, that is my reason of writing to you. And I believe that I am not in the wrong, English. But my dear friend, If you are not to be honest with me, I plead you in the name of God to stop writing me because I'm privileged to use our reverend pastor's office computer. Please, I want you to know your sincerity so that I will not waste your not waste my precious time in vain. You wasted time writing. Hold on. No one, I'm not going to keep hitting you. She's making it seem like I blow this bitch up and everything like that. I'm going to keep hitting you. And then you're telling me that because you might think I'm one of these other niggas out here that just does whatever. So you don't want me to hit you back repeatedly because you're on your pastor's computer in your refugee camp in Senegal, right? That's like, I hope y'all are listening to what I'm saying here, man. I cannot make this shit up, all right? No. But please, I want to know your sincerity so that I will not waste my precious time in vain. Yeah, there is no sincerity. I ain't doing shit. Nothing. I'm not, I ain't responded either. What I want to do, though, I may want to respond just to see where this goes, just so we can have an ongoing thing here on Slap Sundays. I may respond by the end of the day just to see where this goes, to see where this is going to go. But, okay. And I would like to know you more than this because I don't want to fall into the hand of a bad person. I don't want to go further until I understand your truthfulness and sincerity. I have attached my photo here for you. I would like to see yours if possible. May God in his infinite mercy bless you and prosper you as I wait impatiently to hear from you. Yours faithfully, Joy. That's just way, way too much. And this girl, the picture I'm looking at right here, she seems way too light-skinned to be over there in Africa. I don't know that many light-skinned girls in Africa. I'm sorry. It's usually, God, what do people think? But I'm going to figure out what's going on with that, y'all. I'm going to figure out what's going to go on with that. Like I said, I'm going to send an email back. Like, yeah, we're going to play this game out right here on Slap Sundays. And I'm going to give you an update on how this shit's going to play out. Because this shit right here is going to be real interesting. But this is the shit that I have to fucking deal with. Again, the people that fuck with me and the people that think I'm stupid. You know, I never understand, y'all. I never understand. I'm just trying to. And then wonder why they get on me doing drugs. Hey, you know, trying to maintain this, that, or whatever. There's a reason, because look at everything. Like, I don't. Does this make sense? It don't make sense. It don't. It never will. Can't make it make sense to me. I'm not going to try to understand it, because this shit is fucking dumb. But for the sake of radio, like I said, I'm going to email it back. We'll see what happens next week. And it ought to be interesting, all right? But, let's get into Dagger's Double Play, and then we'll be right back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I told y'all about this anti-hater music. Y'all ain't ready for this. The Dagger, bitches. LA West Coast all day. That's right, a.k.a. Bojie B. Witty. They don't know nothing about this. They don't know, but we about to show them, all right? I love it. Yo, let's go. Uh-oh. They not.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, I don't know
this what
to
do. This how y'all doing it?
Yeah.
This how y'all doing it on
yeah,
this show?
All
right. I got y'all.
We got them. We got them.
We jumping, niggas?
Yeah.
Y'all know how we get down over here on the west side, right? The Dagger, bitch.
I'm tired of these niggas out here thinking they untouchable, like I'ma let the shit slide. What am I, a hustler boy? You think that you can do whatever? Never, nigga, fuck with you. And bitches think they niggas now.
Does that mean I can hit a
y'all never know what Dagger do. I'm swinging hard at every pitch. Wayne Brady with it.
Does a Dagger have to slap a bitch?
Toss her body in the ditch. Take the piss up on a grave. She should've never disobeyed. See the way I treat a bitch, and bitch niggas get it worse. Looking for my first body. Why you think I drive a hearse? I hate his thirst is never quit. Blood sucking wall crawlers hunting every hater down.
Blade
with it. Alias is 40B, I'm with it, watch me execute. I'm so high, I fly and skydive without a parachute. West Coast representative, I'm killing beats and kill them off. And Dagger pulls the hammer, puts the
final nail into your coffin.
That's right, yeah, we ain't done yet. I told y'all, I'm jumping niggas out here on the West Coast on this. I brought my nigga with me. Yeah. I have to show y'all something real quick. Hey, Steph, Jay, man, get over here real quick, man. We're stomping niggas out over here on the West Coast, man. We gotta show them how we do this, all right? Now look, don't hold nothing back, all right?
You can touch us by my face, that bitch, I ain't nothing nice. Go against me, go ahead and gamble with your fucking life. West side, had to say it fucking twice. 100 grand, nigga, got no time for the pussy shit. Dope fast tracks in the lab, you know I'm cooking. Bitches wishing that I wouldn't, but the proof is in the pudding. Just do what they wouldn't, I'm just doing what they wouldn't. Just a young nigga up in the hood like you were good. Bitches get fucked, I just do this shit for registration. Hoes claiming they will, they set you up, but it ain't no mistake. Backstab your ass quick and now they smiling in your face. A disgrace to see most of your dog turn man in the snake. Time to get bodies till the dagger bring the yellow fake. Down here we don't fake. Fuck boy, you never straight. Haters still tryna throw salt on a nigga, but guess what? These hoes they fuck with a nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. No. We still ain't done yet. I told y'all we ain't done, man. You know how when you over here on the West Coast, man, that nigga still moving. That nigga still moving. He's still creeping and crawling. Fuck that. I'm about to chop this nigga to the ground real quick, alright? Y'all thought it was over? We don't stop until the nigga stop moving, alright? Let's go.
Intelligence, I got it. If you got beef, don't start it. Keep it to yourself. Sound stupid like an alcoholic. Dagger this, dagger that. Dagger's whack, can't rap. Tell your lies, cause anyone that hurt me ain't believing that. Stating facts on every track, the people love my dialogue. Dagger fucks bitches while you jacking off in catalogs. Lover, not a fighter, bitches in my bed. Pocket bread. I don't like to fight, cause I ain't stopping till somebody dead. Rage, I feel it never stop. Sure you wanna light the fuse. Whoop your ass so bad they must report it.
We got breaking news.
And when I do my interview, I tell the truth, don't gotta lie.
Why you do that to him?
Had to make that nigga realize. Never judge a book by cover. Never underestimate a brother who ain't like no other. Favorite word? Stop the hate, congratulate. You see a hater, stop him out. It's Friday, so I'm smoky with you.
You better knock the fuck out.
Aw, oh, shit. Aw, oh, shit. The Dagger Bitches. AKA 4DB Witty. It's that anti-hater music. Ooh. I'm in Shayla with
me. No, it's not just Shayla.
Shayla, say something.
It's Shayla Arabiosa Cruz. Get it right.
By now I thought you get it, but it's apparent you don't. I've been like, but look at them, they won't. Y'all are confused cats running through this maze like a lab rat. Doing anything for cheesing, that's a rat trap. You get that, I bet not. This world is filled with idiots. They saying, happy being ignorant. Sucking gunshots, cops, baby mama's bill collectors. Heads piling up, you grab the heat and down and do whatever. Looking for a nigga, slip and catch a nigga, flash your cash. Run up in the trap house, gaffle up the whole stash real fast. Everybody for themselves. It's fucked up, simple, but I ain't going back to Africa. I ain't living in the motherland, so gotta make it work and pay attention on a daily basis. Playing with your lives, and if they come and take
you, can't give up, you must hold it down. Cause there's too many haters, they all around.
I see it too.
Fuck them, Dagger, do what you do.
We got this, let's get them.
Just keep it real.
Hell with it. Lyric manipulation, no fear or intimidation. Fuck what anybody got to say, and they stipulate. There's not a person walking that can judge me. Like Timberland above a spark, and shit is getting. I'm the captain of the ship, bitch. Look at you, a stowaway. I told you I was hearing rats, somebody throw this hoe away. Overboard, you gotta go, bitch. This ain't the love boat, your life ain't worth preserving. Hope you float or you breaststroke. I gotta calm down, need it daily. I said it before, I say it again. They don't understand the evil that I'm keeping suppressed. If I start killing, I'm at like it. Then start asking because my background and credit's good. It's nothing. I could cop a Uzi. Shooting up the block and cops like GTA and Call of Duty. But I'd rather not, so I be on my own shit. 80 proof, a lot of pills, some lines, and a blunt lip. Sorry, bitch, that ain't on the menu. I don't like the service here, so I'ma choose another venue.
You can't give up, you must hold it down. All right.
Ridicule, started a fool, now I'm a king with the crown jewel. Old or new school, neither nigga got my own classes. People never listen, I quit teaching all these stupid asses. Cause I'm in glasses, people think that I can't get it in. Not knowing that I'm just doing this to fit in. Y'all niggas wear disguises just to boost your credibility. I'm protecting my identity, got way too many enemies. Setting traps to plot until I'm dead, daggers never stopping. Should be dead already with all this drug drinking, pill popping, booty hopping, club rocking. I told y'all they don't listen. Westside Witty Gang, I represent. Everyone I know's a husband. I ain't talking Larry Flint. So if you want to sneak shit, fuck you and keep it. West Coast best kept secret.
What? Dynamite. I see that roundhouse kick still packs a punch.
This Flint, what did Black Dynamite tell you honkies from the CIA about interrupting his kung fu?
Nothing, Black Dynamite. You've told us not to ever interrupt your seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu. That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the honkies from the CIA's list. not to interrupt. You dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. The fight, the jungle, the gun. It was like a dream. I could still smell the shrapnel.
That ain't shrapnel. I think that's honeybee barbecue.
Look, I know how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite? What's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the f*** up when grown folks is talking, okay? Now-
yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You are now tuning in to Slab Sundays with your boy, The Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, we back. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slab Sundays, if you tuned in. Y'all know what's up, but again, still got time to call in, I think, if you would like to. 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue. You press 1 to holler at me, and then lastly tonight, like I said, I can talk shit about people all day. I can do this, I can do that, but as far as I go, I'm just as stupid sometimes as anybody else. Like I said, I talk about myself worse than anybody because some of the things I put myself through or the situations I put myself in, it's like I know fucking better, but I go ahead and just do it anyway. I don't know. Cause there's many reasons why, but basically number one, right? Like this weekend, like I said, it's been a really long weekend. It's Sunday now, like 8:30 p.m. L.A. time. And between, Friday to Sunday, that's 3 days, I've had maybe like 6 hours of sleep in 3 days, and that just happened this morning. Like I said, I'm already a night stalker. I already do a lot of things. Like I said, I just be up. I be up all night sometimes. Like the other night, I was up writing music. I just got in the zone and was up writing music, and before I knew it, the sun was up. So it's like, fuck it, a new day. And once the sun's up, I can't go to sleep if I wanted to anyway. Just a lot of shit going on. But basically, oh, man, I wanted to... wanted to function. Dagger don't get to function that much. All right? And the weekend all started all cool. Like I said, I was hustling. I was grinding. I was doing what I had to do. I couldn't do Fuck You Fridays because the show was actually off the air on Friday. So I couldn't do Fuck You Fridays. You know what I mean? But then again, I didn't want the show to be off for an extended amount of time again because that's not fair to y'all. Like I said, I'm trying to be on point and do what I got to do over here. So Dagger was on hustle mode this weekend. Hustle mode kind of worked out. Saturday came along. I had a little break, you know. Got a little bread in his pocket. Nigga got some new, I got some new shoes. You know what I mean? Some new, well, not, you know, I didn't get no drawers or nothing. Now y'all $300-$400 buying motherfuckers. You know, I just needed some nice black dress slip-ons for, you know what I mean, for niggas' job interviews and shit. Or when a nigga want a club, you got to slide the slip-ons on. You know, I had some new shoes. You know what I mean? And then got the call. Got one to call, like, what's popping for the night? Or what's going down? That shit, I ain't got nothing going on. Want to roll with us? We're going to a party. It's free. Like... Now, again, the person I even went with, the person who invited me, it's like, I don't know why I keep putting myself in certain situations because, again, I know people. People may think they know me, got to understand, but me, I know people. I know how to, I can see certain shit, but it's like, I don't want to believe certain things about people. I never do. I want to be the person that believes people can change. I want to be the person that believes things can be different. I want to be the person that, you know, people learn from their mistakes. I want to be that person that believes that. But every fucking time I do, people show me how fucking wrong I am. Every time. Every time it doesn't fail. Now, again, got the invite to go out or whatever, so it's like, fuck it, let's roll. I need an excuse to get dressed. You know what I mean? I ain't done shit. I don't get to do shit. No car, no nothing. You know what I mean? Hustled up the money. Everything was basically kind of taken care of. You know, didn't owe anybody money. The show was situated. I was going to be able to pay for that. Had that going. Had a little bit. Like, let's go do something. And the other side of it is, like, I didn't have to drive. Usually I'm the driver. Got to round up everybody. I don't even have to drive. All I got to do is ride. All right, for sure. Let's go. I'm with it. Come pick me up. Come get me. Now... It's just interesting because I compare shit to shit I've done before, I guess, in a sense. Like, when Dagger hits the club or when Dagger goes out, gets his turned up and gets his party on, I'm either with the Witty gang, with the Witty boys and the homies and all that, like the true, my squad, or I'm with females and they homegirls. You know what I mean? I'm never. It's one or the other. Either a girl, either the homegirl or a girl invite me out to go out with her and her homegirls. You know what I mean? And go turn up or whatever or something. Or it's me and the Witty Gang, and then they out with Davey, and then I invite people to come out with us or whatever. It's one or the other. Besides that, I don't do shit. So this particular night, it was the homegirl, or I use that loosely after last night. But roll out with her, get picked up. We go. Now, it's me, her, and her two homegirls in the car. And then we got to go pick up somebody else. Now, again, fellas, I don't know if y'all actually roll out with ladies sometimes or go out with, because when girls are together and they all get drunk going up to get party turned up and everything, it's always hilarious. The music they listen to, the things they be talking about, how they talk shit about each other. I mean, it's a real interesting sight. Have you ever seen really ladies go, you know, hang out, get drunk, go out and party, and talk about, turn up, we about to turn up, it's just like, and then me, you know what I mean, being the only male I'm not about to jump in these conversations, because again, I don't know these two other people, you know what I mean, I know her, and I'm either sketchy on her, I'm really kind of only here because I had shit else to do, and I wanted to get out and, you know, do something, so I'm fucking with y'all, so fuck it, let's roll. Now, if it would have just been us that was in the car in the first, it might have worked out things a little bit different. Like I said, let me explain the night. I'm going to try to go through the night as quickly as possible so I can get to the end of the night before the show ends and everything like that. But again, no matter what I say, Dagger's a dumbass on this one, all right? Slapping myself on this, no matter what I say. Now, we're going to pick up this other girl, which is one of the girl's friends, cousins, family, I don't know, something. Now, this is one of the main things I'll be talking about, which already threw off my evening because I looked at her, and it's like, nah. Like, I told y'all, it's the TMZ effect. I say that all the time. It's the TMZ effect. Is that, why are we going out with her and we might be seen with other people and she's with us? You know what I mean? We might be seen by people and she's with us. Like, first of all, she looked like she was wearing one of like a Barbie dress. I don't know. I can only think of one of those, you know, when girls used to play with little Barbies and everything like that. They used to have the little mismatched outfits. You could just really, literally just put it on and just like close the back, and that was just it. You know, no real design to it. No, it was just regular. You know what I mean? Regular dress, fucking hair in a bun, she's wearing a blue dress, but bright ass red platform heels. Like, buck teeth. Like, what the fuck? And the dress she was wearing, the little cocktail dress or whatever she had on, it had the back out. You know, the back was out. But she had a big flame red bra. She was wearing a big-ass flame red bra. Now, I'm not a female, but I know enough females. I've been around enough females. I actually know what looks good. If you're going to be in a dress with your back out, you are not supposed to be wearing the bra. This is my understanding. I may be wrong. But if your back's going to be out and you're in dress, you're going out this evening out, and your back's going to be out, I always thought you didn't want a big-ass bra strap, especially that's the total opposite color of anything fucking you got on the whole night, showing through the back of your dress. Maybe I'm wrong. But that shit was fucked up off top. Like I said, so already, we cool and everything. Like I said, I the driver was dressed. Girl that invited me was dressed. Like I said, as much shit as I talk about people, like I said, we was dressed. We was ready to go. Like shit, I had on my all black, you know what I mean, black cutoff tee underneath, the black jacket, you know what I mean, black cat, new black, my brand new black shoes. We out here. Let's go. And then this bitch come along. The fuck is this? Like, and then, all right. And then also, like I said, I'm with the turn-up. I'm always with the turn-up. But then it's funny because people be claiming they turn-up. People be doing, hey, I'm with the turn-up on this. And really don't be. Y'all don't know what the true turn-up is. Like, you don't say it just because everybody else is saying it or because it sounds good or whatever. Like I said, motherfuckers don't really know what the turn-up is. But just remember I said that by the time I get to the end of the day. But, about the turn-up. Let's get some bottles. You know, they got the Amsterdam, Peach Amsterdam. You know, it's girls. Peach Amsterdam, wine and shit and everything. I'm just drinking everything. I have my own vodka already. And then basically what I have my thermos. You know, I take a little gray thermos. You know, you think like for a hot coffee in the morning or something like that. I have one of those, right? And I just, at first it was just vodka and orange juice in it. And then And then some of whatever they got, put some of that peach in it. And I would just keep taking off the top and just having them pour in whatever they was pouring in. There was all kind of shit in there probably about it. Not all at once. I mean, I would finish it. Like, my vodka and OJ was gone. Then I had peach Amsterdam and wine mixed. Then I had some other shit in there and some straw maritas and la marita. Like, all kind of shit went through that thermostat that night. But this is all in the course. This is about 8, 9 o'clock. This is all in the course of supposedly we got to get to the club because the club's free before 10, 10:30. That's what the deal is. That's why everybody's all on time and getting turned up now because the club's supposed to be free before 10:30. Now, so we rolling, we going and everything. So we get there. Everybody's now. Like I said, I love ladies because it's not just them that does this, but you gotta love the ladies. Like we get there early, so of course they sitting up there. Still, they park. They find a place to park. Open up the doors, just play the music loud, doing their little dances, playing all the shit that I don't listen to, you know, or they all, because you know how ladies are, they on one. Whatever's hot right now, they probably had it. They was like, oh, that's my shit, da, da, da. Taking pictures, drinking, da, 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 all this, all before we even step to the club. Like, burn. Now, again, I'm with all this, but you gotta see it from my angle, though, right? You gotta see it. I was looking at it. Like I said, I'm looking at a whole bunch. Already, it's just, I don't know, it's not even the other ladies. The other ladies I was already with is cool. It's this other one because it's like, this one, the ugliest, I say also, the ugliest ones or the fat ones or whatever always do the most like they're cool. You know what I mean? She was up here doing all this kind of talking, like, yeah, I'm ready for these niggas tonight, da-da-da-da. And she looked like, oh, that's Mr. Ed. Y'all remember Mr. Ed, I'm sure about, but that's how far her teeth was out. It's like she couldn't close her mouth. All you saw was teeth. She couldn't even bring her lips down. Like she couldn't close her mouth. And that shit was bothering me. And then every time she turned around and that back of her dress is out and everything, I see that fucking bright-ass red bra that keeps fucking with me. Plus she's ugly. That keeps shit, keep fucking with me. And then up here talking about, that's another thing. Drunk girls, y'all girls are just funny. So girl, majority of them after the club, they just don't give a fuck. I gotta piss. I gotta pee. Just go over there in the corner and just go, who got some tissue? Did it? Ooh, it's worth being a girl being drunk in public and gotta piss. I understand, you know, I just go find a bush, but that shit was just funny. Like I said, I didn't watch a piss, but I saw at least two of them like go off in the little corner, like, ooh, like, and then just be dead. And then the ugly one was on her cycle or whatever or something like that. So I don't know how that shit came up. Like, while she was trying to piss, I don't know what they saw over there or something, but something came over there like, oh, and you on your period and doing that. Now, I don't know how that conversation got started, but I'm over there trying to drown it out because I don't need to hear this shit. And that's another rule. I'm sorry. Ladies, this is my opinion. You don't gotta agree with me. You don't gotta. If you're going through your cycle, don't go to the club. Just don't. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what kind of my dolls you want. I don't, none of that. Just don't go. Stay home. I just say that because I remember, take a quick history lesson. When girls used to be on their period, you know, they used to lock them up or they used to have their own little room or something that they would just go to and they would be there until they were off of it because they believe, you know, women were possessed or they had attitudes, you know, which they do or anything like that. But that they used to have it where when she would start doing that shit, go to your hut, and holler at us when you're done. I'm not saying they starved her. You know, I took her food over there, but it's just like, no, go over there. When you're done, then we back good. But but no, I'm sorry. I just, if you're going through your thing, you just stay home. I believe you should just stay home, all right? Because I just seen too many videos, heard too many stories about people getting drunk, doing party shit or whatever, and then wind up, it's just nasty. In case anything does transpire, or whatever may happen, or whatever, just stay home. All right, there's certain issues you shouldn't want to have to worry about while you're out partying. Because as far as I go, when I go out to party, I don't want to have to worry about anybody or have no issues. All right, that's just my opinion. But again, that came up. All right, so now, all right, finally, and then girls, like I said, ladies, when y'all get drunk at each other too, I don't even know how some of y'all be friends the way y'all be. Cause come on, bitch, let's go. It's time to fuck up. Fuck you, we try to listen to this song. Come on. And I'm just sitting there looking at him arguing, and then the one that invited me is like, I don't, man, I'm getting irritated. This, that, like, you irritated. And I'm just looking. It's just fucking funny to me. I really wish, like I said, I really wish I could just sit up here and record people sometimes. Like I had an invisible camera where I could record people. They really just don't see I'm recording. So, finally get everybody going. Now, of course, the one, the fucked up one, the most fucked up one out of the whole group. Like I said, out of all of us, you know how when people go out in groups? You know, usually this is just how I'm thinking. When I go out in a group, when there's a group of us, or when I organize some shit to try to get groups of people to come out, I think about who's coming out. I think about, because if I can handpick certain people to roll out with me, like, yo, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. You, guys, girls, you know what I mean, homies and everything like that. We're going to be out there. We're going to have a whole section. Turn that shit to motherfucker. Everybody going to be wondering what the fuck we got going on. But then I'm walking with these people, and now, but they already, this. I agree with this shit, too. Like I said, get fucked up before you go in the club, because, like I said, they be charging all kind of shit inside the club. And I'm trying to get, I ain't even got inside the club yet. How much time I got? Okay, we're good. So, yeah, get fucked up before you go to the club. You should always go to the club fucked up. But, I mean, don't, these bitches are stumbling into the club like bitches stumble out of the club. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, the one that invited me, we're trying to walk to the club or whatever. She's all holding on to me now. She's holding on to me. But I'm walking straight, and she's all, well, first she started stumbling around and everything before. I'm like, okay, come on, walk straight. But she can't walk straight. Help me walk straight. Then I'm not a babysitter when I go to the club. I'm not going to be the one like this. I'm going to be the one laughing. That's me. If you can't handle your liquor, I'm fucked up too. I'm not stumbling around, though. I'm not all out of here. Yeah, I'm turnt right now. I'm good. But I can't turn up with y'all like I would like to, because I don't know y'all like that. And then again, y'all obviously about to have something pop off over here that I need to pay attention to. So I'm not going to get all the way there. And like I said, I'm with y'all. It's not like I'm with the homies. It's not like I'm with the witty gang. So if anything pop off, it's not like y'all going to be the ones to step up for me. I already know how that go down. So I ain't going there. But all right, so now she all holding on, leaning on me, you know, got my walk going all fucked up now and everything like that. We're trying to make it to the club. Now, the other one, and she had to be young. The other girl had to be young, the fucked up girl, because she was doing shit that it seems like people that don't do shit do. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, people that do a lot of shit, you know, when you go out, when you party enough, or you always go to parties, you in the club, you do your party thing, you're a clubber, you know how to operate, you know how to handle shit or whatever. But she was doing shit that, if you don't know what you're doing, then you may do it. Example number one. We had to walk to the club because, you know, nobody wanted to pay for parking. So we parked around the corner and walked up, right? We parked on the street, walked up. This bitch, drunk, the dumb one, young one, walks straight across the street. Busy intersection. Busy. You would think it was a Mexican trying to get across the freeway to get into America. That's how it looked. Stumbling. Wasn't even one of those, like, think like a bum. You see them bums that cross the street daring the person to hit them because they don't give a fuck about life no more? That's what she was doing. Just ran out in the street like a little kid, like a lost little kid chasing a ball. Like, oh, my God, like there aren't cars in the street. Didn't wait for the light to change. Wasn't even in the crosswalk. Cause what happened was she ran off ahead of us. I guess she was excited or just fucked up, or I don't know. She was just in a hurry or whatever. She was ready to go, so she went. And we're walking up. Ain't even got to the corner yet. All I hear is and get to the corner. Like two cars are swerved around her, and she's all trying to. She's trying to play Frogger and shit, trying to avoid shit, like, oh, shit, like, get the fuck out the street. What the hell? We ain't even got in the club yet. The party ain't even started. The fuck? If it was 1, 2 a.m. and we was leaving, okay, yeah, maybe you may be able to get away with something like that. But this shit right here is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And I don't like being embarrassed. I get embarrassed on enough shit. So, but okay, let me. I ain't even got in the club yet. Get in the club. Don't even get. Get there on time, right? Because we gotta be there before 10. Because that's supposedly when everything is free. You know, people like to get there free. Club don't open until 10:30, 11. Now, see, any LA cats, any everybody from the city, and everybody knows that people tell you that to come out there early because they want you there. But then, like I said, they open up the doors when they want to, because you may have about 5 minutes to get in there before the time or whatever, something like that. Because technically, they didn't open the doors until 10:30, so now can't nobody get in, you know, so now it's $10 before 11. So fuck free, period. But of course, you know, just like bitches do, like I said, they're sitting up here, they done drunk all they drank and everything, so they all just slizzard running their mouth. They're not comprehending what's going on. So we go up there, we stand in line. And we go up the line and everything. And then there's another line at the top. You know, they check your ID downstairs. And then when you get upstairs for the actual club, then you pay up there at the door, at the entrance. Now, of course, we get to the door. And now, since they all thought they got in for free, nobody really has no money to get in the fucking club now. But we've been up here for like 2 hours already drinking it or whatever. So it's like one of those situations where it's like, okay, well, we got to get in now. So, of course. Now, me being the person that I am, like a stupid ass, spends the money that I got that I was gonna save for gas, drugs, or whatever may happen after here, got to spend $40 to get these bitches in the club, cause they ain't got no pocket money. Or actually, no, wait, let me rephrase. Pay $30. Pay for myself, and I had to pay for two of them bitches because another one of them had a dub. So, but I wasn't going to spend, I wasn't going to spend no money. And again, I had planned to spend $10. Okay, if I had to spend $10, then I would still have a dub. So now, I just got to the club. I've had all my money. I get here, and now I'm inside broke. And if I would have came to the club, if I knew I was coming to the club broke, I wouldn't have went. Don't make sense, but you see, Dagger plans for shit. You know, I got emergency shit. I had my little card. You know, I had a little emergency credit card or whatever. You know, had a couple of bucks on it or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'm not all the way broke. Got a little bit of change. You know what I mean? But then now, the girl I'm with, or the girl who asked me to come out or whatever, you know, they getting slizzard and everything like that. She getting on me. Or not getting on me, but coming at me, telling me shit about her friends. Like, can't believe these bitches, broke bitches, can't believe all that, what happened, everything. But what are you worried about? You're not the one who lost any money. I'm broke. You didn't come out the pocket. And these are your friends. So, and now I want to drink and everything, right? So now, like I'm saying, and it's funny because I also hide money for myself sometimes. I looked at my wallet again. I'm like, I had hidden another $10 way in the back behind one of my credit cards or some shit like that. So I had $10, had another $10. So basically, overall, I had like $60 to just fuck all. I wasn't even trying to fuck it all off. Like I said, I tried to hide shit from myself so I could have it later. But then when you broke, you started thinking about where money is. So I started thinking about where it was, and I came and I thought about where some was because I wanted to drink. At least one. I'm fucked up enough as well, but yeah, when you in the club, you got to have at least one. I mean, damn. Something to hold in your hand while you walk around. You know what I mean? Something like that. So, now, like I said, I get my one drink. Now she all on it. Let me sip some of that. Let me have some. And already, I couldn't stand the fucking drinks. Fucking $10 for vodka and orange juice in a little cup. She filled up. She put so much ice in that shit. You know what I mean? Water. Oh, it was so hot. So hot. For $10. I could have got a bottle of that shit and drunk it straight for less. It'd been more fucked up than I'm getting off of this drink. But fuck it. I'm here trying not to complain. Trying to have a good time because I don't get to do this that much. Trying to find the silver lining on the clouds. And again, I like when people are enjoying themselves around me. I don't like drama. I don't like stress. I don't like cussing. I don't like screaming. I don't like fighting. I don't like none of that shit. I've had enough of that shit in my life already. Too much of it. Ever since I was a child, motherfuckers been cussing, screaming, yelling, doing all kind of shit, either to me, around me, I heard it, witnessed it, whatever. Too much of that shit is going on. I can't stand that shit. I can't stand when people get into arguments. I go the fuck the other way. I don't like being around people that got an attitude or got issues because just if they say something to me, I may snap something back, and then it might not even be on purpose. You know, I just don't like confrontation. So, again, I'm trying to be the cool person. Get my drink, share my drink with her or whatever, you know, da-da-da, try to be nice, all this and everything. But then she come back later. You know how girls can be when they actually want something. You know how girls can get when they actually want something. You know, they can put them eyes on you. They can do this. They can do that. You know, be real touchy. They get like, just like. So then, and it's funny because, and they don't listen. I'm like, you. She's asking me to buy another drink, right? Now I'm trying to go to my last bit of money. Oh, you're not gonna get another drink? Like. You don't realize I could have had all kind of drinks already if I didn't sit up here and have to pay for everybody to get up in this motherfucker, right? You spending up all my drink money. Now you go to really my studio money because I was supposed to go to the studio today. Tomorrow. Today being Sunday, but, yeah, y'all get what I say. I was supposed to go to the studio. Now you're taking my studio money up here in the club, too. Don't worry, I'll give it back. Oh, and the fucked up bitch talking about she going to keep paying me back and shit. I'm like, bitch, I may never see you again. The ugly one, the ugly young one. Because I think it's her I had to pay for because she wasn't prepared, of course, to get in, you know, so. And then her drunk ass would come by me every night. Don't forget, I owe you $10. Like, don't let me forget. Bitch, I'm not going to get that tonight. When I get my check on Monday, I'll give you your $10 on Monday. So that's 2 days from now. Bitch, I don't even know you, and I will never probably see you again. That shit is gone. You're pissing me off with your drunk ass keep telling me you're going to pay me back when I know it's not going to happen. So it's like, just enjoy. That's what I'm saying. At this point, it's like, yeah, just do what the fuck you're going to do because it's done now. But you keep saying shit that's not going to happen. You keep pissing me off. All right? So that didn't work. So, okay. So I done broke myself for the homegirl and her friends because nothing that was supposed to happen happened the way it was supposed to. And that's just on the money situation. Now, let's look at it another way. And I don't know why this other, and this is nothing girls do. And this is also shocking to me as well, because I never actually seen it like that. Like when people, late girls just don't care. Or you see how tight some of them are, because the girl that invited me to roll with her, we was like, she invited me, so we're not together. But we came to the club together, so it's like I don't do anything extra out or anything like that because, yo, I did come with her, even though we're not together, but, you know, it's cool. You know, I understand that I'm her guest, so that's why I'm here. But the whole night, every chance she got, the ugly one kept trying to, the ugly burnt out one on a period and everything like that, the one that got with, you know, Mr. Ed Mouth and everything, keeps trying to get attention from me. It's sad when you can see a girl blatantly trying to get your attention. Like I said, I don't know if it's the drunkenness or anything like that or anything, but like I said, I'm standing there minding my business, and she just come over and just start, like, dancing in front of me. Like, no. Now, usually, in any other situation, you know what I mean, it's like, oh, it's time to get it popping. Let's turn up. But no, not you. Look. All the way wrong because look, your dress is fucked up again. Let's go through what's wrong with you again, and which is why I'm not about to dance with you in front of all these fucking black people and everything like that. Let me explain why. So there's no misinterpretation of why it went down the way it did. All right. Number one, like I said, Mr. Ed Mouth. If you can't even close your mouth, there's a problem with that. You know what I mean? 90. What up, Mr. Ed Mouth? Fucking, your hair is fucked up. You couldn't even flat press it or something like that. I know girls can do stuff with their hair real easy, but she had to, I'm just going to do this real quick. I don't give a fuck. Hairdo. Girl, you bleeding right now. Ugh. You know what I mean? And also, I was brought here with her. She brought me here. What the fuck is you dancing on me like this for? You know, I mean, blatant, she did that, and there was another time, right? I'm outside on the smoke patio, sitting down in the chair. They got I came across one of the big cushion chairs out there, you know what I mean? I look like a boss sitting outside, like, huh, big comfy chair and everything like that. This bitch, I'm sitting over here just minding my business. This bitch want to sit on me. Like, again, usually, I have no issues with these, depending on the girl. Depending on who I'm with, depending on anything like that, I will definitely take a lap dance. But not from you. No. And it was scary because I'm trying not to be the asshole to really, like, just push this bitch. Like, get the fuck off. You know what I mean? Because this is somebody's friend, this, that, or whatever. But I'm really looking like, am I the only one seeing this? She's not supposed to be doing this. I don't want her doing this. Can somebody stop her from doing this? I don't, and I'm sitting there, and it's funny because, like I said, when she actually sat down, like I said, I'm trying to, I don't know why, I thought maybe she was just tired, she needed to sit down. But no, she sat down and then started trying to grind on me. No. And then I'm looking over to my left, and there's some bad bitches right there, and I'm looking at them, looking at me, getting lap dance from this ugly ass bitch, like, nah. So I just, so I started playing it off, I started looking over at them, laughing, covering up my face and everything, like, nah, trying to, like, type shit. But, yeah, that's what it was. And then this bitch, like, rewind real quick, sorry, before we even got in the club, right, walking up to the front door of the club, this bitch, obviously, like I said, people that can't do certain shit, must be young. If you can't walk in heels, don't fucking wear them, because she fell and literally bit it in front before we even walked into the club. So now I'm in the group of people that have the dumb, drunk, ugly, hair undone bitch. I know how girls can get. You know what I mean? I don't want to be part of that group. But I'm with that group because of her. But that shit was just all the way nasty. But on the plus side, besides her, like I said, the party was cracking. You know what I mean? It's very rare you get to get out and see black people, have a good time and enjoy themselves. Like I said, no, it wasn't no fights that I know about. It wasn't nobody shooting or anything like that. Motherfucker was packed. It was high. Motherfucker was having a good-ass time. It was playing cool-ass music. It was like college night out there. Like I said, if I was maybe with some other people or, certain people or whatever, it would have been turned the fuck up, way up. But, I can't turn up all the way when I don't trust the people fully that I'm with. So I didn't. So, I mean, like I said, this party was cool. Everything was cracking. It was a nice time and everything. I enjoyed myself. But everything that was going on during the process, that's the shit that was fucking with me. That's the shit that was my problem, because it's like it's too much going on, or too much that has to be done in order for people to be happy and be cool with each other and for this night to carry on. And I'm the one doing it, and I was invited by somebody else. I shouldn't really have to do shit. I shouldn't have to worry about nobody but myself. Then, like I said, I don't care if I take my time, y'all. I got to get this story out, because I'm never going to get it out if I don't get it out here. Then, okay, party over, right? We leaving and everything like that. Now, this is the part, as far as when people be talking about turn up, and everything like that. Y'all, they don't know what the real turn up is, because now it's about 2 a.m., 2:30, and we leaving. Get back to the car. They got to drop off the ugly bitch. They got to do this. It's funny when people get to the car or on that ride or whatever, they're all turn up, and now there's like everybody's in the car asleep, snoring. I'm like, what happened to the turn up? It's only 2:30. And like I said, this is me saying this already after being up for over 48 hours already prior. Let's keep it going. No, man, I got a headache. No, I'm tired. Da-da-da. Oh, y'all, you know what I mean? What the fuck just happened? Lied to me. I even threw it out there. I was fucking with it. Come on, after party. Where the after party at? No, I'm tired. Did it. Like, oh, man, y'all just turned down for what? So, okay, fine. Drop her off. Now here's where I fucked up. Because I was asked that I wanted to be dropped off, or that I wanted to see what else they were going to do. Because we dropped off the ugly young one. So it was just the cool ones that were still left about party and everything like that. So do I want to ride with them just to see what may transpire, what else is going to pop off or anything like that? I should have took my fucking ass home. I should have got dropped off. That's what I should have did. But me being the person that I am, don't sleep, don't do anything else, whatever and everything like that. Don't want to be bored, thing like that. I be telling people all the time, don't worry about boredom. Boredom can help you sometimes. Just sit around and don't do shit. Because sometimes when you do shit or think something's going to happen, something more fucked up happens, which is fucking my problem. But fuck it. Yeah, I roll with y'all. Let's go. I ain't got shit else to do. I ain't got no car. Let's roll. Let's do this. Go back to old girl's house. Right? Now, this is why I can't deal with... this is why I really go stop dealing with people. Because, like I said, you don't never know who people are dealing with. Right? So I'm over there chilling at her house and everything. We all just kicking it, relaxing. You know what I mean? Still about to pass out. They about to go to sleep. Everybody's trying to just do whatever. I'm still supposed to get a ride home back and everything. So that's what I'm thinking is about to happen. At like, was it like 3:30 or so a.m., 3:45 a.m., bat, 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 ding, 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 ding. I'm like, who the fuck is banging? Like police type shit. Like do, 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 ding, 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 ding. Who the fuck is banging on your door at 2:33 in the fucking morning? 2:33, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is this? She looks out one of her windows or whatever or something. Supposedly, it's her ex-nigga. That's who's knocking at her door at like 3:30 a.m., ringing the doorbell and everything like that. Now, let her tell it, that's her ex-nigga, okay? But when the nigga knocked on the door, she realized who it was, and you look at her, like, you would think it was like, you ever see like a deer caught in headlights? You ever see that actual, like, fear drip over somebody? Like, everything was just all smiles, everything was all good and everything like that, then do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then you see that fear just drop into somebody? I witnessed it. Like, and it wasn't even about them. It was about me. And I'm not involved in any of this. Because I guess her ex-nigga or whatever, something like that, is the type of nigga that, you know, would just trip off of anybody. Who the fuck is this nigga up in your house? Even though whatever you explain, this, that, or whatever. In her head, instead of trying to be the person to just tell the truth, which I believe is whatever, and if there was a problem, just fuck it. Fuck you and him, take me home. That's all I'm worried about. Her whole thing is, oh, shit, how am I going to, I can't even get you out. Because, you know, she has one of those apartments or whatever where it's one way in, one way out. You know what I mean? She's all trying to think of ways how to get me out of the house and this, that, and da-da-da. You know, shit, I ain't dealt with in years. It's been years since I had to sneak around a motherfucker's house, especially if it's supposed to be yours. You know what I mean? But this is what I mean. This is why you can't trust people. You never know what the fuck bitches really got going on or what they say to you. So, but again, me, again, trying not to aggravate the situation, or I don't know this nigga, so maybe he might be one of these psycho motherfuckers. I'm not trying to sit up here too tired and dealing with this bullshit at fucking 4 in the morning behind somebody I ain't even doing nothing with. They're like, it's just too much. I think what people take time to think about, I can think about in a matter of seconds. So I'm thinking all this already. So I'm like, look, fuck it. Throw me a cover. Everybody was all kind of lying down or whatever already anyway. He don't know that it's me or that I'm a guy. So throw me a cover. I'm going to cover it up. We all going to cover up. He's not going to sit here and pull the cover back talking about who the fuck is this, who the fuck is that, or he better not. Because there's going to really be an issue. So throw me a cover. Da-da-da. So throw me a cover. Now I'm sitting up there. The fucking shit I go through, man. Now I'm sitting up there in the living room on the floor next to her two homegirls, basically pretending like I'm asleep under the covers, fully dressed, with my shoes on and shit, while she opens the door and basically tries to explain it to this nigga. And lets him in and everything, too. Like, open the door, let him in and everything. First, he's like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, I didn't notice. Yeah, company, people here asleep. And then she takes him into the room, and they start talking and everything. And I'm like, And it's so fucked up because, look, I'm already out of bounds. Like, I don't like being in these situations. Because, again, originally it was just like, well, just go to sleep and I'll just take you in the morning or whatever. Like, what? Listen to how you sound right now, right? Look, I'm 6'5", 6'6". You already gave me a little ass cover that I have to fetal position under just to get my whole body under this shit. You think if I actually fall asleep down here on the floor and this nigga walk out or something in the morning or whatever that, in the process of me actually sleeping, that I'm going to stay underneath this cover? Like, he's not going to see me? Like, you got me seriously fucked up. But then also, I'm supposed to sit around and just wait, right? And just really be like, no, I'm not. I thought about it for a second, but see, it was a fucked up situation. Like I said, no car. I got no ride home. Phone about to die. No charger. Like, it was a real fucked situation. But me being the person that I am, like I said, it was just going to piss me off just sitting there. So fuck it. Got up. Waited till I heard like the TV come on or maybe they were talking or whatever, something like that. Got my shit, walked right out the front door. I even slammed the door. I kind of booked it down the street, you know, a little bit down a little stairway and everything like that, because I didn't want that nigga coming out and like, who the fuck slamming the door and everything like that or whatever. I didn't want him to know it's me. But yeah, I walked out, closed the one door, and then slammed the other one, like boom, it was gone. Like, but in doing so, and I enjoyed a nice 3-hour walk home. Because, again, shit, it's fucking, what, 4, 5 in the fuck, it's like 4 in the morning. Like, who the fuck, phone's about to die. I didn't want to use it to try to call random people so that in case I ever did, if I did have an emergency or something like that, I wouldn't want to not have a phone to be able to dial at least 911. So, yeah, a nice little stroll. You know what I mean? A nice long stroll, you know, through the streets for a nice 2 hours, you know, to get home. Nice little walk in dress shoes that I just bought and my nice pants and my shirt. Like, asking for a nigga to fuck with me as I walk down the street, because this nigga, what the fuck is this nigga dressed like that for walking down the street? I know how niggas think. So, you know, I had to camouflage myself. Took my hat off, took my jacket off. You know, I just had to walk down in slacks. And like I said, I was dressed in all black, though, so at least I kind of was hiding out through shit and everything like that. Motherfuckers was eyeing me, because like I said, some of the areas I was, it's like you get a different perspective of shit walking through it than driving through it, you know? So luckily, you know, I made it home safely, and I got back to where I was supposed to be and everything and all that. And it's hilarious because the one who invited me out, you know what I mean, just really let you know where you stand with people, because she ain't even hit me up today about what happened. Like, do you care if I made it home? Do you know if I made it home? Do you, you know, and like I said, I just had a nice long walk to be able to think about it, so it didn't really bother me, but to the point where it's like, you really get to that point where you just know where people are at. You just never have to question it again. Like I said, with certain people, I don't never have any more questions. I know exactly where I'm at, and it's not going to go away anywhere. It's not. But that shit right there just shows you, like I said, after everything that happened tonight, after everything that I did, after everything I looked out for, after all this or whatever, that's how you get down? I don't give a fuck who was at the door. Lie to him. Lie, do whatever you got to do or whatever, something like that. But you told me a whole bunch of shit, and none of that shit panned out all fucking night. None of it. But it's cool. You know what I mean? I take it as a learning experience. Like I said, I got something here to talk about today. But no, I'm the dumbest nigga right now. I slap myself on this slap Sundays. That's why I have to extend it out, because this shit right here is what the fuck are you doing, Dagger? Trying to have some kind of fun in my life, trying to find it. But then, like I said, all fun ain't good fun. All money ain't good money. So you really got to pick the people you deal with. You really got to choose the people you take out. Because like I said, it's just always people want to say shit like, well, if you put yourself in my shoes, I would never do that to people. I would never put people in that situation. Shit, what I look like having somebody who's supposedly a friend of mine or something like that walking 2-3 hours in fucking breaking. Like I said, I got the silver lining. I got to see the sunrise. That's how long I was walking. I saw the sunrise this morning. I see the sunrise, and I don't know how damn long, so I rise this morning. You know, like I said, I don't want to burden the homies. It's funny, I walk right past my nigga Fresh House just for the scenic route, because I kind of knew the area. Oh, there go Full House right there. You know what I mean? I'm Freshwood House right there. But it's like 4:30. What the? Hey, nigga, I'm not gonna go knock on his door. 4:35 in the morning, like this nigga was knocking at this bitch door. So, but like I said, a lot of time to think, a lot of time to gather myself about a lot of things. Walked off all the drunkenness. It was a little bit cold. It was cold, so I don't know if I'm gonna have a cold by the end of the day. I don't know. But again, I'm just gonna end it on this. Like, after telling this story, like, be better than me. Like I said, I'm not a fucking role model. That's number one. I'm not a role model, but so definitely do better than me. Be better than me. Like I said, don't believe what people tell you. If you ain't got no evidence, you know, if they don't show you that they got your back, if they don't show you, if they don't step up, if they're not doing something that's actually beneficial to you or anything like that, fuck them. Fuck them. You never know what's going on out there. You never know what's being said to who. You never know. And like I said, then they wonder why I'm going to be the motherfucker that just goes to live off by himself somewhere and just say, fuck everybody. Because every time. And the people that I feel I can get along with, can enjoy myself with, can do the most, and just not have to worry about nothing, they ain't here. They everywhere else. Can't even get to them. This is what the fuck I'm stuck with. And then it's my choice. Like I said, do I just do absolutely nothing? Nothing? Ever? Do I do shit by myself? You know, it's no, it's no, I just, it's, I don't know, y'all. But yeah. So yeah, then when I finally made it home, you know, then I finally just passed out. Like, you know what I mean? I just, oh, I was falling down. And then only got only about 6 hours. From like, what was it, from 6 to 12. Then right back up again, and then here we are. So, yeah, that's my story. But again, y'all, sorry about that. We ran over and everything, but I just had to get all that out, man. It's just been a really fucked up week. And the worst part about it is that it's just how life is. Well, maybe my life. I don't know about yours. Mine is up, down, and then just when everything you think shit is good and everything's cool, you know, you can just hit with the most fucked up shit sometimes. But when shit happens, that's where the question is. What do you do at that point? What do you do? So I'm not sad about anything that happened. I'm not even really mad about it because, again, I was the bigger man all fucking night. You know, I can't be mad about doing the right thing. I'm just mad that other people don't feel the same way. That's all. Like I said, everybody's out for themselves. Everybody's only worried about themselves, what they do, what they got going on. That's just what it is. Nobody's gonna take that. That's what I did for her last night. You know, I took that bullet. I didn't take a bullet. I just basically got the fuck out of there where so your ex nigga or whoever that fuck that was didn't probably whoop or beat on your ass or whatever, get you killed or whatever would have happened over there if whatever, you know, all that, whatever. I'll take that bullet. I'll go walk home so you don't have to deal with that. So, the life I live, man. But yeah, y'all, make sure y'all check in. Let's see, what's today? Sunday. We're good for another month, y'all, so don't trip. Like I said, after everything that did transpire, like I said, I got the show back on. We good for another month, so make sure you tune in every Sunday, Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. Tomorrow's the Triple M Show, Mo Music Mondays, all right? All music, no talk. West Coast Wednesdays, Hum, that's my co-host, Queen V. Dope Matters and Adult Topics from 9 to 11. And then Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8, all right? That's all West Coast time, and then, of course, we're right back here. What is it? Slap Sundays. All right. 7 to 9 every Sunday. Spread word about the show. Talk about the show. Thank you for listening to me tonight. And, yeah, I will see y'all tomorrow. I'm out.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitching.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
We on, like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Blasphemy, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, though it's the ratchets in the varmints. I keep the gutter, street usher taught by originals how to get this money. And keep it coming, hardship with a hustle. And it's just because we run them, pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Keep these bitches coming in twos, making exact moves off pills and mushrooms. I stop us on blocks where we known to get loose. South Central Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit highly consumed, toasting to no truth, so for cranberry juice and absolute. With a gang west hood bound, absolute blocks get abuse, turned up at high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitching.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition. I tell them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes. Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the click, I'm with sick. I'm fresh the best
and
with
it.
Beef up
whoa, 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 hold
up,
nigga.
With it, gangsta and gutter, my big brother. And I be with it, still smashing up my motherfuckers. So please, no autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue was cool because nobody come close to Witty Gang Punkin'. Can't nobody do it like we do.
They got bitches, nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do. Boy, he got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty. We the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh. Nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef. With similes and metaphors, I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, poker raven, nevermore. Never will you fuck me over. Never beat the witty boy that shows that we never sober. Never think you know me, never fixing your facts. These niggas think they up, they think they witty. Never that, we come from different lives, but witty boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it, no one's fucking with the witty gang. Show respect, step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We do. We do. We do. We do.